This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
My name is Mary. Mary Yellen. I'm 23 years old. I'm not usually very brave, but I feel brave today. Here I am, on this long journey to Cornwall, on my own. I've left the farm where I've lived all my life. I wanted to stay there, but last week I made a promise to my dear mother.
Mary, my child, listen, I won't be in this world much longer.
Don't say that, Mother.
It's true, Mary. But before I go, I have only one wish.
Yes, Mother dear?
When I die, promise me you will go and live with my sister Patience.
But why can't I stay here on the farm, here in Helford?
You can't stay here alone.
I haven't seen Patience since I was a child.
I know, but soon she will be the only family you have. I have written to her. She has agreed that you can go and live with her and your Uncle Joshua. They live on Bodmin Moor in Cornwall. Here, take her letter.
Bodmin Moor? But that's so far away. Mother died last Tuesday. The funeral was yesterday. We buried her next to Papa. Now, I'm on my way to my aunt's house. I've got the letter here. Joss and I now live in Jamaica Inn, where he is landlord. It's on the road between Bodmin and Launceston. This journey is so long. We've been travelling for hours. What a wild and lonely county Cornwall is. My only consolation is that I will see my aunt again after so many years. Oh, how pretty she was with her golden hair and blue eyes, always laughing, enjoying ourselves. But I never visited her. And I never met her husband either. Ah, at last, I can see houses and people. This must be Bodmin Town. There is just me and one other traveller left. It's so cold and grey outside. The rain is lashing against the window. I wish it would stop. All I can see is mile upon mile of empty moorland. No trees, no houses. I wonder how many more hours we have to travel. Excuse me, sir. Is it much further?
Where are you going?
Jamaica Inn. Do you know it?
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. And why are you going there?
I'm going to live there with my aunt and uncle.
That'll be Joss Merlin. People say that queer things go on at Jamaica Inn.
What do you mean, queer?
It's just what they say. But respectable people don't go there anymore. It's a lonely place. If I were you, miss, I would go on to Launceston tonight and go back to Bodmin tomorrow.
But I can't. My aunt and uncle are waiting for me.
Jamaica Inn is no place for a young woman.
I have nowhere else to go. What can he mean by queer things? Why is he looking at me in that curious way?
Whoa, boy! Slow down.
Why have we stopped here? It's the middle of nowhere.
Jamaica Inn! There you go, miss.
Thank you, but there's nothing here. Oh, what's that? There, up on the moor. A dark building with tall chimneys. I can see a path to the door. There's a sign twisting in the wind. It says, Jamaica Inn. Suddenly, I feel frightened. I want to climb back in the coach. Too late. It's already gone. I suppose my only choice now is to enter Jamaica Inn. Next time we meet, I get to meet my Aunt Patience and Uncle Joss. I discover what a mean and scary man my uncle is. And I discover a locked room. What is inside?